Fisher KNDY Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of this Monday, we'll have gradually clearing skies in the upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 42. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 31. Wednesday, partly sunny, temperatures at 58 degrees. Currently, it's 48.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Farmers Organization took its turn to weigh in on the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. The NFO called on the Trump administration to be cautious when it comes to the negotiation, noting that there would be substantial fallout for America's farmers and ranchers if the agreement is terminated. The NFO president, Paul Olson, says Canada and Mexico are two of the largest export markets for U.S. agriculture products, quadrupling since NAFTA began in 1994. Olson stressed that the revoking of the agreement would be disastrous for commodity prices here in America. Mexico and Canada make up a significant share of American agriculture sales and commodities like corn, wheat, sorghum, red meats, and dairy products. Olson said the national farmers have long advocated for supply management in the U.S., but he says farmers continue to produce more than domestic market can use. And terminating NAFTA would not be good for the country's job market either, as agriculture is not an isolated industry, he said, because our American farmers create jobs for others as well. A maker of a film called Food Evolution, supported by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, says his documentary shows how easily misinformation can overwhelm objective analysis. Scott Hamilton Kennedy, an Academy Award-winning filmmaker, produced the movie. He said GMO's story shows the importance as it is to science to make decisions. He said he was honored that the film could defend scientists and farmers in a way they haven't been done in a long time. He said it was a great honor to put the people in the film and to see their responses to the film. Food Evolution was commissioned by the Institute for Food Technologists and described as an independent investigation into biotechnology. Kennedy said the film is being criticized by a group of people he calls fringe activists who oppose GMOs. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
At KNDY, we're proud to offer the news you can use that affects your family, your lifestyle. Breaking up-to-date national and international news from ABC, top of every hour, 24/7. And we cap that with the latest local weather forecast. Our expanded news blocks at 7, 12, and 5 also feature both Kansas and Nebraska news headlines, as well as local news. Stories and sources you can trust make us your first choice. Our news blocks also feature expanded weather briefs, letting you know what's ahead, as well as business and ag market updates. Start the day in the know with a 7 a.m. news block. Take time out over your lunch hour with the midday update. And take us home after work with the 5 o'clock block. Our expanded news blocks make staying up to date easy. And if you missed those, we now offer a podcast of a daily morning news block on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas officials are proposing a new version of the state's privatized Medicaid program that would require around 12,000 people to work. The proposal was unveiled Friday as the state considers changes to the program that serves more than 400,000 residents. Kansas currently has no work requirement for Medicaid recipients, and it would be the first state in the country to do so. Advocates for Medicaid recipients say the work requirements are illegal. A fifth teenage boy has launched a campaign for governor and entered the field of 19 candidates. 16-year-old Joseph Tutura Jr. of Mission Hills is running as a Republican. Kansas has no minimum age for gubernatorial candidates. So far, 12 Republicans, 6 Democrats, and 1 Independent have launched campaigns. Tutura is a sophomore class president at the private Catholic all-boys Rockhurst High School in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Kansas man who pled guilty in the death of his 7-year-old son, whose body was fed to pigs, wants a new trial. 46-year-old Michael Jones will appear in court on Friday seeking to withdraw his guilty plea in the 2015 death of Adrian Jones. Jones was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years after a trial that detailed horrific abuse that Adrian suffered from his father and his stepmother before he died. Jones pled guilty in March to first-degree murder. His stepmother, Heather Jones, also is serving life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. One of the 3 co-defendants in a Topeka shooting death has pled guilty to reduced charges. 36-year-old Yusei David Lawley Jr. admitted Friday to reckless involuntary manslaughter and possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute in an unrelated case. He faces more than 11 years in prison. Lele was accused of ordering the disposal of the pistol used to shoot 28-year-old Xavier McCullough. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved the airport rules and regulations. Commissioners approved a reappointment for Mary Tate to the Pawnee Mental Health Board for another term. Commissioners agreed that employees and spouses who do not have their healthy living points by December 10th will pay the extra $40 a month fee starting with the first paycheck in January. Commissioners approved a motion to retroactively pay all current county employees for dental premiums for the year 2017. The board discussed with the county appraiser of a need for several town meetings to discuss valuations. Lance Lease will check to see when he'll be available for town meetings. They requested they be set up in the month of January. Emalhaul County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. They are taking all new individuals arrested in Marshall County at this time until Marshall County's jail is back up and running. Following a challenge by Omaha State Senator Ernie Chambers that housing prisoners out of state is illegal, according to Nebraska's Constitution, Gage County has drafted a waiver in cooperation with the Nebraska Attorney General's office that will give prisoners the option to transfer out of state to Washington County or to remain in a Nebraska facility. The shared services agreement with the Kansas jail was in response to an overflow past capacity at the Gage County facility. This week, Marysville Police will join other Kansas law enforcement agencies stepping up seatbelt enforcement. Additional patrols around schools and in school zones will be enforced through November 3rd. The effort is to increase seatbelt awareness in Kansas.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In a busy world where we're overwhelmed with media choices, how can we make your life easier? Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. We're connected with the local events and day-to-day activities that you're involved in. We're a part of your community. Our advertisers are your friends and neighbors as we all work together for a brighter future. Whether it's a live broadcast, an upcoming function, important news, or just a friend to keep you company, tune to KNDY. We feature today's hot new country and all-time favorites on FM 95.5 and streaming online at kndyradio.com and our mobile app. Don't forget our classic country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. News and information you can use with the latest technology at work. We're here for you and always appreciate your loyal listenership. Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. Thanks for listening.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, as we head through the week, temperature-wise, we're still going to see cool temperatures in the upper 40s as we head through the day, lower 40s for tomorrow, but then we're going to see temperatures warm up as we head into Wednesday and Thursday back into the upper 50s and into the 60s. Otherwise, as we head throughout the rest of the day, we'll have garage clearing skies, breezy upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Clear for tonight, lower 20s, winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 42. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, we'll see temperatures in the lower 30s. For Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 58. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 40. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a high near 60. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 35 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature, late October 64, record high on this date 85 in 1927. The average low 41, record low was 16 in 1925. Sunset this evening 6:25, sunrise in the morning at 7:48.
Do you know the legend of Jack-O-Lantern? It's all about the origin of the carved pumpkin today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 30th, the 303rd day of the year. Founding Father John Adams was born on this day, and Orson Welles' radio drama War of the Worlds was broadcast on this night in 1938. Do you know where the tradition of carving pumpkins originated? There's a centuries-old Irish folk tale about a character named Stingy Jack, an unsavory character who roamed the earth with nothing but a burning coal, which he kept in a hollowed-out turnip to light his way. Jack-o'-lanterns, as they came to be known, were first made from beets, turnips, or potatoes, carved with scary faces to keep Jack away. When the Irish emigrated to America, they brought the tradition with them, but found that a pumpkin was much easier to carve than a turnip. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Well, this was the weekend of the Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence, and some would say the outcome was no surprise. Alex Barnes ran for 128 yards and two touchdowns. DJ Reed returned to kickoff 99 yards for another score, and Kansas State held on to beat upset-minded Kansas 30-20, the final. The Jayhawks got within a touchdown late in the game, but the Wildcats' Matt McCrean kicked his third field goal to put it away. The Kansas City Chiefs facing a fourth primetime game in 5 weeks when they play Denver tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. It's also the fifth of six primetime games for Kansas City this season. While it has been outstanding for great visibility, it's been lousy for coaches and players who enjoy a week-to-week routine. The kickoff tonight at Arrowhead at 7:30. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Delta Airlines officials say a charter flight carrying the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team from Minneapolis to Chicago apparently encountered a bird when it was landing. The early Saturday incident on Delta Flight 8935 to Midway International Airport prompted several players, including Carmelo Anthony, to post photos on social media showing the caved-in nose cone of the aircraft. A Delta Airlines spokesperson said Saturday morning that maintenance is evaluating the situation. She says the Boeing 757-200 landed without incident. Kansas State hosted Fort Hays State for an exhibition game Sunday afternoon at Bramblage Coliseum, and Kansas State won 79-56. Kansas State was led by Xavier Sneed with 18 points and 7 rebounds. Kansas State will host Emporia State this Friday, November 3rd. Next up for Hays will be a trip to Allen Fieldhouse to take on the Jayhawks, November 7th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win the consolation over Smith Center in the 2A state volleyball tournament at Emporia. Valley Heights in the semifinals was defeated by Gossel 25-23, 25-22. Lady Mustangs come back to defeat Smith Center in the consolation 25-17, 25-20. Valley Heights in pool play wins two matches and lost one. They went 1-1 in the finals on Saturday. Valley Heights defeating Smith Center in the consolation of a 2A state volleyball tournament at Emporia. Centralia Lady Panthers win their 14th state title, going undefeated in three matches in pool play, winning straight sets on Friday. In the semifinal Saturday, Centralia took Sylvan Grove Lucas 25-11, 25-14, and defeated Coldwater South Central in the championship 25-17, 26-24. Hanover and Axtell drop out of pool play with 1-2 records in matches on Friday. In the state cross-country meet at Wamego on Saturday, Alex Harden of Valley Heights finished 11th in the 2A boys division. 1A boys, the Frankfort team finished 4th, Axtell 6th, and Centralia 7th. Broderick Shirley of Frankfort was runner-up. Quinn Bussing of Axtell finished 11th, and Tyler Simmons of Washington County finished 18th. In the girls' division, Centralia team finished 10th, Frankfort 11th. Olivia Kuckelman of Axtell was 5th, and Jordan Smith of Axtell was 15th. Tuesday night kicks off postseason football action. Marysville hosting Norton, 7 o'clock kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover is home on Friday. Axtell is on the road Friday.
Hey, Wildcat fans. K-State Volleyball hosts the Texas Longhorns at 8 p.m. Wednesday, November 1st in Ahern Fieldhouse. It's our annual Cats for a Cure night. Wear pink and receive a discounted $3 ticket, a savings of $5. Wildcat 4-packs are also available and include 4 general admission tickets and 4 $10 concession vouchers for just $38, a savings of over $20. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order today.
KNDY, your country. Let's talk music. Country remains the most popular radio format. If your preference is classic country, we've got you covered on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reaching back to the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Hear the artists you're familiar with and the songs you grew up with. If today's country is your style, tune FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and all-time favorites. Just the right blend, with an emphasis on the hottest artists and songs on the radio today. By the way, the latest hits are featured on the Country Top 40 Sunday mornings with Bob Kingsley on FM 95.5. On the other side, Bill Miller reaches back Sunday afternoons with his program highlighting the best of the big band and standard classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And enjoy country classics from the 60s and 70s Sunday evening 6 to 7 with Herb's Country Classics. Ain't no bad country, just your favorite country on KNDY.
Cool weather means better flavor for many vegetables, including greens, peas, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and the often overlooked kohlrabi. Consider including this low-calorie vegetable, high in fiber, vitamin C, and potassium, in your meals this fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Kohlrabi is a member of the cabbage family and is sometimes called cabbage turnip. The purple or green bulb can be eaten raw. Add it to the relish tray or mix into slaws and salads. Roast the bulb for a sweeter flavor or slice and cook it into chips. And don't discard the leaves, use them in stir fries. Grow kohlrabi during the cooler months of the growing season for the best flavor. Plant seeds in a sunny location at the same time you would beets and lettuce. Harvest when stems are 3 inches or less in diameter for the mildest flavor. Larger kohlrabi are edible, but usually not as tasty. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
It was once known as just a giant pasture, but today it's also the site of an important battle in the Revolutionary War. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Before the days of the Revolutionary War, this area of South Carolina was literally a pastoral gathering place.
Cowpens was a grazing area used by local farmers to fatten their cattle, hence the name, the cowpens. It was the largest of its type known in the state.
But as Pat Ruff will tell you, eventually the cowpens would become known for more than a grazing spot.
Up until October of 1780, the Patriot Army had been truly struggling. The British had been winning a lot of battles, but the battle at Kings Mountain sort of gave them hope.
The battle at Kings Mountain was just a few miles away from the cowpens. There, American patriots under Daniel Morgan had defeated the British. Now, in January of 1781, the battle shifted to the place where many of those men had gathered. The cowpens.
3 months later here at cowpens, because it was a large area, Morgan knew, and his scouts had told him, if you send out the word to meet at the cowpens, everybody's going to know where to assemble.
The collection of unseasoned soldiers might not fare well in battle. Perhaps they would even run in the face of the enemy. Morgan developed a battle plan that allowed the men to do just that.
Morgan knew that the militia who were assembling to meet him could not stand up and face the British bayonet. He gave them an alternative, them meaning his militia troops, fire at least two good volleys, form a reserve position behind the other better trained forces. And they did that beautifully.
Well, I have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Cowpens National Battlefield, South Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
The increase in craft breweries is creating a boom in hop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Grow hops on your land to sell or brew into your own favorite beverage as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
My husband dabbles in the art of brewing his own beer. It's pretty good, but I think it could be even better if we grew our own hops. Pat Weekland is the owner of High Hops Brewery in Windsor, Colorado. He also grows about 50 different varieties of hops on 1.5 acres of land. Weekland says the most common question he gets is, what are the best varieties? The answer is, what kind of beer do you like to drink or brew?
One of the staple favorites, best-growing, best-selling hop plants is Cascade. Cascade, Chinook, Centennial, Columbus. So when you're looking into hops and you're researching it, everyone says, go with the C's. That's the ones I just quoted you to. Those are the best sellers, some of the best growers. They're resistant to bugs and viruses and fungus.
Hop vines can grow 25 feet and weigh over 20 pounds, so have a tall, sturdy trellis for them to climb on in a sunny spot. The site of a building is often a good place, and keep in mind they can live for 20 years or more. Buy hop plants from a reputable nursery and plant them in loose, well-drained soil. They're not fond of heavy clay.
They need to be kept somewhat evenly moist. They like to get a little dry, but then when you water them deep. That way it encourages root growth. They do like some fertilizer. We like to load them up into like mid-June, right before they're starting to put on the hop cones. And look for a fertilizer with a bigger middle number, the phosphorus number. That way it encourages root growth.
You probably won't get much production out of the first year. Weekland says years 2, 3, and 4 are when you start harvesting a good poundage of hops at the end of the growing season. Learn more about growing hops for home brewing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a real estate auction for Keith and Donna Fincham Wednesday, November 1st. Sale begins at noon at 206 South 15th in Marysville. This single-level, two-bedroom home features a detached 14 by 24-foot garage. Sits on the small middle lot along the alley. Two bedrooms, full bathroom. It features central heat, approximately 900 square feet of living space, appliances, and all city utilities. Property is located 3 blocks east of a junior senior high complex and next to a church. This real estate auction for the property at 206 South 15th in Marysville for Keith and Donna Fincham begins Wednesday, November 1st at noon. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction will conduct the sale. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. There will be a land auction of 320 acres Pottawatomie County grassland for Mrs. Richard Mary Helen Howell Estate. Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. Sold in two tracts, each 160 acres more or less. The pastures are located 4 miles west of Highway 99 on the Pottawatomie-Marshall County line. Neither have buildings. Both are fenced grassland with spring water, draws, and a few trees. Both farms will be sold separately as individual tracts. This land is located in a good farming community. For inspection, phone Rob, Tim, or Tom with Olmsted Real Estate. This land auction for the Howell Estate, Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. Olmsted Real Estate will conduct the auction.
For the
One voice speaking for the benefit of agriculture is good. An organization with hundreds or thousands of members doing the same, even better. Stay tuned for the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
As president of the National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants, Steve Hoffman takes the role seriously. And an issue he considers a top priority for the association is advocating for agriculture.
I really feel it's a duty of ours, when we know there's misinformation out there, to step forward and provide real information. Just to stand back and to say, well, I know that's not true, and then not say anything about it just goes against what I think we need to do in agriculture. We need to step up and tell our story.
Hoffman runs a company in Manitowoc, Wisconsin called In-Depth Agronomy. He sees ag advocacy as a selfless act for the greater good.
To solve some of these problems, like the dead zone in the Gulf or water quality, some of those issues are going to require kind of an element of charity on behalf of corporations. Individuals like us, we're going to have to come together with the idea that not how is this going to benefit me or my company, but this is a problem that's got to be solved. Let's put our heads together and solve it.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers, a K-State agricultural economist taking issue with how some are negatively portraying USDA crop program payments. He says that critics of the program aren't telling the whole story of the actual payments that farmers receive from their participation. Risk management specialist Dr. Art Barnaby talks about a recent commentary that paints USDA payments in a less than favorable light.
The paper I'm referring to has come out from the American Enterprise Institute, and they are very severe critics, and not just crop insurance. They want to eliminate the Title I programs, ARC and PLC. They want to eliminate crop insurance. They imply that there's big dollars being paid out here. The government paid out $8 billion in Title I payments, ARC and PLC. But I prefer to look at, what does this look like at the farm level?
Well, Barnaby and his colleagues have just posted their extensive in-depth analysis of ARC program payments on a county-by-county basis on the agmanager.info website. He says the numbers show that farmers are not reaping any sort of windfall from the program.
On the website right now is maps that show the actual payment made by FSA. By county, the aggregate payments for all 3 years. And in this case, you've got some counties that got the maximum payment every year for the first 3 years. You got some other counties that didn't get any payment, and then you got some counties that may only got one payment out of the 3 years.
Furthermore, Barnaby says the figures being cited by critics aren't accounting for what producers actually are receiving from USDA programs. Again, to find out more information, go to agmanager.info. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Corn and beans. Tennessee wheat continues to work below the line. December corn is up a quarter cent now at 349. March up a half a cent at 363. Later months are mixed. December Kansas City wheat down 1.5 at 423 and 3/4. March down 1.5 at 441 and a half. Can't seem to get wheat to jump on the rally bandwagon. Soybeans started up. That gave way. Maybe beginning to try and climb back out. November beans down 0.75 cents at 974 and a half. January beans unchanged at 986 and a half. The later months are green. December soybean meal is up 160 now at 313.70. January's up 160 at 315.70. December bean oil down 28 at 34.56. January down 29 at 34.72. Looking at the livestock complex, some big, big numbers there. Everything is really doing well. October live cattle up 432 at 119.70. December up 212 at 122.95. November feeders up 170 at 158.17. January feeders up 155 at 157.50. So lots of green all the way down in both live cattle and in feeder cattle. Looking good there. Hogs are green as well. December up 32, 64.77. February hogs up 45 at 70.70. So things are looking good for hogs as well as cattle. Cotton is on the upside today. December cotton up 60 points at 68.80. March is up 52 at 68.63. Looking at a couple of other issues here, December gold is up $6.70 at $1,278.50. February is up $6.60 at $1,282.60. And crude oil is on a bit of a mini rally. December crude is up 15 cents at 54.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and if you are a beef lover, you have some good news coming your way for early next year. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
A week ago today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture had some good news for beef lovers. Maybe not so good for cattle feeders and producers, but beef lovers, you're going to have an ample supply of steaks and roasts and tenderloins and everything else for early 2018. Because the September Cattle on Feed report issued a week ago showed a 13.5% buildup in the cattle numbers in the U.S. feedlots than the same month a year ago. And the good news for the consumer is we've got record supplies of beef and pork going into the fourth quarter. And when we get into the spring grilling season, we're going to have big supplies still, according to U.S. Commodities President Don Roos. Some cattle ranchers and feedlots or cattle feeders rushed livestock to market last month while capitalizing on affordable feed, according to analysts, and prices for animals at that time appeared to reach a seasonal fall low. Furthermore, cattle from the drought-stricken northern plains landed in feedlots in Corn Belt states, where many of them were fed out and then sold to packing plants. But the story is, cattle on feed report at this time of year generally make their way to market in early 2018. And so that means the supplies of beef should be ample at the meat counter. Now, the question is, they'll be paying probably less for their cattle, and will those lower prices translate to the meat counter at the supermarket? That's always a problem for cattlemen who watch their prices go down while the retail beef prices remain unchanged or do not go down. The fact that we're going to have ample cattle supplies for early next year says maybe as a consumer you want to do some buying ahead, because we're going to be looking, I hope, at lower beef prices. Back with a final word after this message.
Cattlemen, this is Harry Mosier from the Mosier Ranch, inviting you to attend our 26th annual bull sale on Saturday, November 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 76 Sim Angus bulls, 12 purebred Simmental bulls, and 35 Angus bulls. All bulls have been tested for PIBVD, trich, and leukosis. Check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, our catalog and video on the 123 sale bulls. Hope to see you on November 11th.
So, barring any weather disasters, look for higher supplies of beef and hopefully lower prices next year. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Nemaha County Cooperative and Mr. Tire Service Center encourage farmers to always double-check the machinery is shut down completely before doing any repairs or maintenance. Think safety first. From Nemaha County Cooperative and Mr. Tire Service Center in Seneca, your friend in the tire business.
As temperatures fall, the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning goes up on the farm. Know what the symptoms are and how to keep everyone safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
The doors and windows are usually shut when you're out in the shop or a machine shed during cold weather. Without proper ventilation, there's a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. The most common source is running tractors or vehicles inside. Gas-fired heaters and other equipment fueled by gas or oil can also lead to unsafe levels of exposure. Renee Anthony is the director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. She says even grain bins can harbor the colorless, odorless gas.
We had a fatality a few years back where there was some overheating during removal of, I think it was corn, and they had a small fire. They put some water into the bin, but it continued to smolder. So a smoldering fire is going to create carbon monoxide, and if it's in a contained space, there's no way to get that carbon monoxide out, so it tends to build up over time.
The initial symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure will make you feel like you're getting the flu.
So you get a little tired, a little headache, maybe a little lightheaded. As it progresses, as the concentration maybe increases and your level of carbon monoxide increases in your hemoglobin, then you can start really feeling dizzy. It may cause some feelings of nausea, and at some point, it may impair your ability to think straight.
You can avoid the danger with carbon monoxide detectors. Anthony says the best ones have a battery backup and display the concentration levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about carbon monoxide risks for farmers at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Will U.S. farmers plant more soybeans next year? Some analysts say next year's soybean acres will surpass this year's record acreage of 88.7 million acres. The total acreage for soybeans in 2018 ranged from 86 to 90.5 million acres, at least in discussion. Higher estimates could equate to more soybean acres than corn acres for the first time ever. But Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics believes it's way too early to tell.
The good and the bad is that is a shot in the dark at this point. I've been around long enough to know that it's really January and February when you get a good idea of what South America's weather is going to be, and you get a good idea of what your base price is going to be for crop insurance, because that's what banks put their loan money against and farmers put their loan money against as well. I think this is where we're leaning towards bigger bean acres because of the yields, but we also are starting to get information that between the weaker basis in the soybeans this year and the way the later beans have tapered off in terms of yield in Illinois and Indiana and parts of Ohio, I think it's important to know that it's a wide open discussion until we get to January, early February.
Some analysts think that more acres of soybeans next year may not pencil out for farmers, saying soybean acreage may need to decline in 2018 to generate a 2018-19 marketing year average farm price in the mid-$9 range to cover the cost of production. In other news, President Trump has been weighing the idea of giving notice that the U.S. intends to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement as a way of taking a tough stance on negotiations. A group of 86 food and agricultural organizations says that's not a good idea. They sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross stating contracts would be canceled, sales would be lost, and competitors would rush in to seize our export markets. Litigation would abound well before withdrawal would actually take effect. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag, excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.